I think one of the most privileged places a priest gets to be sometimes is beside someone as they're approaching death and in their final moments. And it can really be a very beautiful moment. Just a few weeks ago, I was praying with a man and his family as he was getting ready to pass away. And I ended by saying, you know, be at peace. You've been anointed. The Lord's with you. You're in good hands. And he said, I know. And he turns to his family and starts assuring them, the Lord is with us. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I am at peace. Really a beautiful, wonderful moment. But sometimes too, as a priest, we encounter people at that moment who say, Father, I really feel bad that I didn't whatever. I had this opportunity to help someone and I didn't do it. Or when I was younger, I didn't take my faith as seriously, and I wish I'd learned more and grown closer to the Lord earlier in my life. Or I never got to apologize to someone that I'd wronged, and I regret it. And it can be a heart-wrenching moment when you approach someone like that, and, well, it's too late now, but, you know, you're in good hands. Take the what moments you have left and turn to the Lord now. It's not too late. But that sense of regret is something that I think all of us have to face. And in our readings today, you might think we're in the season of Lent based on the theme of our readings. Jonah, repent, for in 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed. St. Paul, the time is running out, the world is passing away. And even Jesus in our gospel, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. But we're not in Lent. We're in ordinary time, and I think it's a beautiful thing that we get these readings when we do to remind us that that need for conversion and repentance, that need to turn to the Lord, is now. We don't have to wait for some arbitrary time. We don't have to wait for the new year to say, I'm eating too many sweets this holiday, I need to cut back. Do it now. We don't need to wait for Lent to say, I've been a jerk, and so I'm going to give up whatever is making me angry and frustrated. Please, do it now. Do not wait. We know not the day nor the hour when Christ will call us. We don't know when he will come again. But we know now our own hearts, where we perhaps do not believe in the gospel. We don't need a particular time to tell us that. And we don't want to come to our end whenever and however it may be with regrets in our heart. The time to turn to the Lord is now. To change our lives is now. And perhaps, you know, it's interesting to look at who Jonah versus Paul and Jesus are talking to. It's easy to think, well, that message is for those people out there. They're the ones that are really living those hedonistic lives and turning away from the Lord, and maybe we have our favorite group of people to beat up on, and it's usually politicians. But they're the ones that need to repent. But Paul is talking to a well-established church in his letter, to the Corinthians, saying, time's running out. You need to act like it now. Live for heaven now. Jesus, as he's going along the seashore, it talks specifically about John. These are people who've heard the preaching of John, who are looking for more. And Jesus is telling them, repent and believe in the gospel. The time is now. It's not just enough for us to say, well, the world needs to repent, but to look at our own lives. Am I taking the gospel seriously in my life, or do I have some work still to do? I learned early on as a priest, the best way to get my goat was somebody walking into Mass, not here, don't worry, and saying something along the lines of, hey, Father, you better keep the homily short today. Kickoff's at 4:50. You here for the right reason, sir, or ma'am, or whoever you are? Like, you are approaching the God of the universe who is making himself present to you to give his body and blood so that you might have eternal life. And you're worried about kickoff for a team that probably isn't that good, and if they are, they won't be next year. Like, seriously, what are your priorities here? We're around our holy days of obligation this year with Christmas being on a Sunday, or a Monday. You mean I have to go to Mass twice? Let's take a step back. You get to come and celebrate the salvation of your soul, bought by the price of Christ's blood from the darkness and evil of this world, and enter into eternal life. And you have to do that? You get to approach the King of the universe who wants to be a part of your life, who wants to save you from your own weakness and failings and bring you to something better. That is an opportunity we should rejoice in, not something we should lament as what we have to do. That is an opportunity for more, more than we could ever dream of. Even those little ways that we think about things and talk show maybe our priorities aren't there yet. Maybe I don't believe in the gospel fully. Maybe if I'm more concerned with the flower displays or the decorations at Mass than the fact that Christ is present in the Eucharist, I still have work to do on my soul. Maybe I don't appreciate the gift that Christ is giving to me and that opportunity to hear his words and receive his body and blood as much as I should. And when should we work on that? Now. Every time we come to Mass, every day of our lives, for the time is running out, as St. Paul says, and he said it almost 2,000 years ago. If time was running out then, it's certainly running out now. We have no idea when Christ will come again or call us from this world, but please, Jesus, come soon and make this right. We need to be ready whenever that moment comes. Every night, priests, deacons, and many lay people pray night prayer in the Liturgy of the Hours. And when I started praying it, it was a little bit shocking to me as a young seminarian. Every night saying, grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Like, I'm 18. Isn't it a little early to be thinking about this? But no, every day we should be living as if we're ready to meet Christ whenever. Tomorrow morning or in the next 5 minutes. Do not delay. Do not live so that you would have regrets whenever your time comes or Christ comes again. Take advantage of the present moment. Seek out what is truly important. Christ's message for us is the same as for those apostles. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God, God himself, is truly present to you now. Repent and believe in the gospel. Do not delay, brothers and sisters, but find that joy that Christ desires to bring to your life, not just in the future, but here and now to those of us who truly are awake and attentive to him. Time is running out, but God is here, and that means more than anything.